scripture today is quite powerful. The text begins with a woman hemorrhaging for 12 years. This has made her unclean or ritually unclean for 12 years. She has probably been unable to participate in ordinary life of the community. She has been broken and suffering for 12 long years. She longed to be healed. She had tried everything. She had spent all her money on doctors, longing for relief, longing to have this battle with her body over. The woman had heard of this man named Jesus and that he was a healer. So she made her way through the crowd that had gathered around him, and through determination and pure faith in Jesus, she reached for his clothes. She thought, just one touch and I'll be healed. What happened? She was able to touch Jesus' clothing, his cloak. Immediately, she felt her body. She felt in her body that she was freed from suffering, freed from her brokenness. And now verse 29 intrigues me. At once Jesus realized that his power had gone out from him. There was an exchange of power, of energy, of healing, of love. When Jesus asks the question, "Who has touched me?" she does not answer right away, does she? Well, some scholars say she was not afraid of Jesus. Her fear or startledness came from the drastic change in her body. It was healed. Jesus' response, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." Suffering doesn't just mean stop from bleeding. She can now participate. She can be a part of the community in a true way. She was chosen in her brokenness through her suffering to teach us, even today, teach us how and to whom to pray. How many of us have felt broken? This is a little funny, but we're going to get serious again. I really don't mind getting older, but my body is taking it badly. We have felt several times in our lives, we're not good enough, we're not worthy, or we've been unkind to ourselves. Our theme today is sacred bodies. How can this be when we seem to be so unkind to our bodies? Our bodies are too fat or too thin or too short. Some of our bodies are not working the way they used to work. Some of our bodies are not as fit as they were. Some of our bodies ache and fail us when we try to do our everyday tasks. We are broken and we are suffering. The woman in our scripture was broken and suffering for 12 years. She longed to be healed. She tried everything. She has spent all of her money longing for relief. Can some of us relate to this? We spend so much money to get thinner, healthier, physically fit, physically well again. And some of us abuse our bodies. Maybe we abuse our bodies with alcohol or drugs, or we eat too little, or we eat too much. Some of us may cut or do self-harm to our bodies. Some of us might call ourselves stupid or other unkind names. The woman from our text, her last resort and her faith in the Jesus who heals changed her. She reached for Jesus because she believed a single touch of his clothes would repair her brokenness. All the images I could find have her on her knees or her hands and knees, reaching for the bottom of his cloak. It doesn't say this in the text, does it? It says nothing of her being on her knees in the text. Yet every artist I could find has the woman on her knees. Sometimes, when we finally turn to Jesus, we are so desperate, we do fall to our knees, don't we? What if that's all we need to do? All we need to do is to reach for Jesus in our suffering, in our brokenness. What might happen if we were to reach for Jesus and ask Jesus to take away our brokenness, our suffering, and heal our bodies and our minds? In our world of science and seeming to take everything literally, I want to be clear. Jesus does heal. And this may or may not mean that all the pain goes away. Jesus does heal when we put our faith in something greater than ourselves. Step 2 of the AA Big Book says, we came to be aware that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Maybe that means restore us from our brokenness. The power comes through the shift in the way we feel about ourselves and our attitudes toward our bodies. That's the power of Jesus' healing. Even through the woman's suffering, Jesus saw something in her. Her faith was enough. Even in our brokenness, Jesus knows we are worthy. We are loved. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 31. Then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals on earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. Then God looked over all that he had made, and he saw that it was good. It was very good. And evening passed and morning came, marking the sixth day. Just like our sweet little baby, Juliet. Juliet, who was baptized today. We have each been made in the image of God. We were all once a sweet little baby like Juliet. And let's remind ourselves of this every time we forget we were created by God to be loved and lovable. Our bodies are sacred. As Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14 says, you created my most innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and beautifully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Be kind to the body that God has given you. For even though we are broken, we are certainly chosen for things only our God can imagine. Amen.